7. An Unkindness of Ravens. Skyla licked her fingers clean and took another piece of Wednesday chicken bake. "Graham," she said, "one of the things I have missed, besides my children, of course, is your home cooking." Graham sat up straighter and smiled. "Oh, and I just remembered, I have a little surprise. And since tomorrow is the teachers' conferences and we're all together, I'd like to show it off." Skyla went to the bedroom and came back with a flurry of shopping bags. The minute Owen saw them, he stopped eating and his eyes brightened. Skyla reached into one of the bags and pulled out a baby blue scoop-neck top. "Naomi, this is for you. And look," she said, reaching into the other bag. "I found one in my size that matches it exactly. Mother-daughter tops. We can wear them tomorrow for your conference. And," she stuck her hand back in the bag, "I found raven brown hair color. I thought our hair should match, too. I'm going to color mine tonight. Isn't that wonderful?"
"I thought ravens were black," said Owen.
"The idea is that the hair color is a black-brown, Owen," said Skyla. "We girls understand that. Right, Naomi?" I pretended I knew and nodded. Owen put his head back down over his chicken. Over the past week, Skyla had bought me hair clips for the bottom of my braid, a pair of fuzzy tiger stripe slippers, a new backpack, a glittery keychain, press-on earrings, and press-on nails. Graham said I could not wear them to school. She bought Clive some black t-shirts, a baseball cap, and a ring with an amber stone. Even though Graham insisted there was no need, Skyla bought her a round plastic table with four chairs for the white rock patio. She announced that all the gifts were really from Clive, because he gave her the money, and wasn't that sweet?